Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Charlie Moore is here. Charlie is a member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the chairman of Rocket Lawyer, which is an online capability to help small business owners and individuals find the legal help that they need online. Get that taken care of, and he's here to talk to us about some legal do's and don'ts for small businesses. Charlie Moore, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Good to have you back. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I like the way you say do's and don'ts, because there are some things that we do that we probably shouldn't do. You want to start with that first?
Yeah, so there are, I like to be positive, of course, and so I know people don't like always to think about the law, but what we try to do at Rocket Lawyer is to make the law, help you to make the law, a competitive advantage for your business. And one of the ways that we do that is we help you to avoid, some of the common pitfalls. So in terms of do's and don'ts, you want to make sure that you put things in writing. I mean, that's probably the biggest do. You also want to make sure that you have the right form for your business. And by form, I don't mean a paper form. What I mean is you've set your business up for success as the right type of corporate structure. And then in terms of don'ts, I mean, the biggest one that I'd like to talk to you about this morning, Jim, is, hey, don't get audited. Try your best to file a real good tax return. Stay in compliance with taxes first, and I can talk about other things if we have time. Mostly taxes, and I can talk to you about how to try to reduce your risk of getting audited by the IRS this tax season. I think most small businesses want to be in compliance, and
absolutely,
they'll help you to do that.
So what are some things we can do to avoid being audited?
Yeah, so first, file your tax return on time. You really should be preparing to file your tax return now. One of the things you can do is make sure that you, and this is common sense stuff, but most businesses don't get audited, of course. The IRS doesn't have the resources to audit anywhere close to every business. It's only about, according to the IRS themselves, it's only about 1% of corporations with less than $10 million of revenue were audited last year, mm-hmm. according to them. And, we did a survey at Rocket Lawyer, and we found that about 40% of the businesses said that an IRS audit is the legal issue they fear the most. So, how are they triggered? Well, the tax returns are compared to other similar tax returns. And, if your return looks like it significantly deviates from the norm,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're a restaurant and you're taking deductions that most of the other restaurants in your zip code or your area don't take, well, the IRS computer is going to flag that, and they may look big.
It's got little red flag tripwires, doesn't it?
Yeah, they look for these things that maybe deviate from the norm. A computer is very good at that. So here's another one, and this is a real common one. I have entrepreneurs who use Rocket Lawyer tell me this a lot. It's they're confused about how to classify the people who work for them.
Oh.
Either as employees or independent contractors.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
familiar with that.
That's they've got a major, they got a whole division focused on that.
Yeah.
The whole 1099. If you have a lot of 1099s, they're going to drop by and have a visit with you.
Yeah. And so, I think folks know what a 1099 is, but let me just say that's the form that you file instead of a W-2 for a full-time employee. You're filing a W-2. You're sending out W-2s mm-hmm. for an independent contractor. It's a 1099.
Right.
And of course, you're not doing tax withholding, which the IRS likes you to withhold.
That's the issue. They don't care whether you have a contractor or an employee. They just want to make sure somebody's paying the tax.
That's right. And so if they're a full-time employee, then you have a withholding requirement, and they want to have as many people under that withholding requirement as possible because it makes it easier for them to collect the taxes that are due. And so
this is the one issue that the government thinks it's losing the most money on. This is the one issue that the government believes if they could fix this, if somehow they could solve this problem, they could raise billions and billions more in revenue.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, you're absolutely right about that. And so they're aware of it, and it's one of these potential red flags. Now, if you don't mind me mentioning it, Jim, we do have a tax legal center that's got a lot of free information on it at rocketlawyer.com. And there you can go and learn. I'd encourage everybody just to read there. It's short.
Do you have the IRS 20 rules for what makes a contractor?
We do, and that's what I mean. That's what I'm mentioning.
Plus, the IRS book came up with 20 rules. The IRS has published 20 rules, and if you fall within those rules, then they're going to consider your employee to the person to be an employee, not a contractor.
Yeah, the big one, if I can give be reductive to mm-hmm. one big thing to watch out for, is how much do you direct all the working activity of this individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're directing pretty much a full week's worth of working activity week after week, that individual, you ought to really pay attention to those
right.
rules, because it's going to be hard not to classify.
Another one is, do you tell them when to come to work and when to leave?
That's right.
Do you provide them with all the tools that they need to do their work? That's another one. There are 20 of these folks, and it's not that they're not, it's not, it's not a foreign language. It's pretty simple, straightforward language, and so, folks, this is a big one. This 1099 thing. If you got somebody you're paying to do regular work, not just mow your yard or repair your building or whatever, you got somebody who's doing regular work, and you're calling them contractors, then you're probably treading on some thin ice there. And they can find that at rocketlawyer.com, right?
They sure can, Jim.
So check that out, rocketlawyer.com, and check out that website. Charlie Moore and I are going to take a quick break. Charlie, when we come back, you're going to tell us some more things to pay attention to, especially this time of year.
Oh, I'd love to. Thanks.
Right after these messages, Charlie Moore, rocketlawyer.com. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Strawberry Alarm Clock. Take us out.
Of mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, clutter your mind. In the sense of top of men.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.